The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MB100-2031, NMLS number 1863775, LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Thank you, Inept Hero. My Diet Dr. Pepper, I'm happy now. I got an interesting email here. I have to ask. It says, John, kind of a fan, but I'm from Tucson, so sadly you'll always be number two to the world-famous Frank Show. And then he goes, I'm just kidding. Of course. I heard it on my way to Globe the other day, and they had a woman on commenting about everything, and not one time was she ever interesting, and they left. It happens. Says, I don't want to crap all over Eric. I like Eric, but I'm in love with Jeremy. He's great. And Brett is really good as well. Plus, and this is something I didn't expect with you sitting in here, he's got the Italian connection. Could you talk to my paisan to see if he's talked to Travolta lately to see if single life is okay and how much gay sex he's having? And I'm like, wow, you guys you guys all have a direct link to Travolta?
Well, yeah, Travolta, De Niro, Pacino.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea that was just like a birthright. It's like when Jews have a bar mitzvah and they become a man. You get a Rolodex with Pesci in the gang.
Exactly.
Just want to say congratulations, Brett. So great to have you as a man now. Here's my personal number, and you can call me anytime. And we'll go dancing.
I don't think you've spoken.
You go, whatever city you're talking about. Hey, you might know my friend. He's Italian.
And they do.
Yep.
You know Phil, right? Over in, he's in Chicago area, but he's living down in Evansville.
Oh, yeah, Phil. We all know Phil. I'll just go over to Phil's house. Hi, Phil. John Travolta. Let's have gay sex.
Speaking of gay sex, Brady, this story is either going to make you sick or make you happy, depending on what your imagination does. I have a dirty, filthy, dark imagination, so this story made me somewhat ill because the mental picture I created was not a pretty one. There's a man named Kenneth Feltz, and he didn't plan on doing this at age 90, but he's decided at age 90 that it's never too late to come out as a homosexual. And so my brain just went, because he's 90.
A John Holmberg dream.
So it's a 90-year-old man who's like, well, I got one last chance for a little ass action, and I'm going to announce it to the world. So he's walking with his daughter a few days ago. Mom's long gone. He's a Navy veteran. He's known he was gay since he was 12, but he hid it. Well, he didn't really hide it. He hid it from his family. And he told his daughter, she said, what, like, they're going through life. You know, like you and your dad have been doing, Brady, where you talk about, like, any regrets or what's one thing you miss or what's one thing you really think about when you think of your entire life. Those life conversations. Well, they're having one of those. And she says, what's a regret you've got, Dad? What's something that you wish you'd have never done and you could go back and change? And he said, I would have never left Philip. And his daughter's like, well, hello. And he said, I realized when I said it,
Isn't the daughter gay too, though?
Yeah, she turns out gay, so it was easier for him to tell her. So 20 years ago, she came out. She's got to be like 70. So it's 20 years ago, she came out as a lesbian to him. So I've had
being married to Philip.
She married Philip just to keep him close. Wouldn't that be a great twist?
Oh,
if like Philip's like, I'll just stay close to the family and marry your daughter so we can bone.
Oh, look at his jacket.
Yeah, so now this 90-year-old man just wears nothing but rainbow sweaters and sweatshirts and stuff. And he's 90. So, you know, he's finding his true self. But he tells his daughter that. And he said, the only thing I could do is hide my love for Philip. Then they show a picture of Philip. And Philip was like, Philip passed away, I guess, but he was probably 30 or 40 years younger than this guy. I mean, I'm looking at this guy at 90, but Philip, like all the 90-year-old guy's pictures are kind of in sepia tones or black and white. Then Philip shows up, and it's like he was a lawyer in 1990 right out of college. And I'm like, that's a cool. There's Philip.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wait.
Philip's a young twink. Philip was being handled. That picture is maybe after 2000, and he might be 28 years old. So we're looking at this guy in his late 60s, early 70s, was boning some young twink named Philip.
This is like the Liberace story. Liberace and what's his name? Scott or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And good on Philip for setting up his financial future.
Well, I don't know. Philip in this photo, he lives in a cave, and it looks like there's a lot of clothes in that cave. So Philip might have been in something like some gay cave I don't know about. But 90 years old. So, Brady, I thought of you immediately that if Torp opened up to you on that, that's something you'd probably want him to take to his grave, right?
No, he can open up now.
You'd be all right with him having tell you that his biggest regret in life was leaving Philip?
Yeah.
Really?
Listen.
I have to say, that I'd be okay with my dad being gay,
you know,
but it would bother me.
I'm happier for him.
Kenneth, I don't want to judge.
I got too many questions and I don't have enough time. If he's 90 and he starts telling me, yeah, I really should have never been with your mother. I loved Philip more. That means you didn't, like, I'm a regret. And he would, obviously, he'd say, oh, of course not. But if your biggest regret is the life you led and you should have been, you know, in the back door of Philip the entire time.
But, John, you're always big on judging books and covers.
Yeah.
I don't mean to judge here. But
no,
this old family photo of Kenneth and his daughter.
He's longing.
Yeah, he's thinking about Philip right there. Because, come on.
No, you're right. You're right.
I mean.
Toledo's saying he could have spotted it in this 1978 photo of his daughter. Now, his daughter, I can't tell. But, yeah, he looks like Philip's on the mind.
His daughter, yeah.
I just don't like 90-year-olds talking about sex at all.
Well, you talk about it with them all the time.
Though, too. You don't know. Because the repeating stories change a little bit, the details. So
you're saying maybe it wasn't Philip?
Could be.
Yeah, you're saying maybe it's just all his dementia and he was never gay. That's what you're placing it in that corner of your brain.
Some of it, I would.
But, so you wouldn't accept it if Torp said, by the way, me and maybe he and the lawn man. We're together, and he's like, and that lasted 25 years. You're like, oh, Dad's just having an episode. This never happened. You would block it.
Some of it, probably.
No kidding? Really?
Because it was like, well, not necessarily block it,
what
but I'm
asshole.
Like, I would. Yeah. You'd ask questions and try to get details on it, and all of a sudden it's, ugh. You know, foggy or, you know, but.
But how do you know it's not his most lucid moment?
Yeah, what if it isn't foggy? What if it's super clear?
And that's why I was saying, I hope it. Like when you say that.
Hit a dick like a racehorse, son.
Oh, no details. No details.
I don't want details either. Checking out. My 90-year-old dad.
You've got Aunt Ellen.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean.
But he's always been that way to me. He didn't come out and, you know, I didn't meet him when he was like.
I'm fine with when people come out. That doesn't bother me. 90-year-olds doing it. It makes me sick. Because 90-year-olds you say.
So you're not fine with it.
Well, I'm not fine with 90-year-olds doing anything when it comes to that. And when it comes to sex, then if a 90-year-old, if my grandpa was sitting there telling me at age 90, his biggest regret was swimming around in some hooker poon that he used to nail in Mexico, I don't want to hear that story either.
Like, gay or straight.
Yeah, I don't want to hear 90-year-olds sex. Having sex. Yeah, and that's all I think about. Like gay, especially his poor hips. And now, I think about. Like, that's enough. You can take certain things to the grave. Like, you announce it out loud, but you don't need to tell everybody that because now I got too many questions. And
my
I'm thinking about your health.
Papelchick was in the Navy, and he was telling me one time there in World War II, they were in Greece, and it was a 24-hour leave.
Oh my God.
He decided to walk to the Parthenon, and he said he's walking back. It's late at night, 1 or 2 in the morning. He's like, and you walk back this main area, and it goes through a park. And he's like, there were just tons of men coming out of the bushes in the park.
Greece!
Yeah, that's right. You never leave your brothers behind.
That's right. Thank you. KSL.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Brett liked that too much. You're not used to the dad jokes. You're not disturbed. I'd rather have my dad come out of the closet at age 90 than hear another goddamn dad joke.
Give it time.
Okay. Yeah, soon you'll be like, oh, no. Although that was a cute one.
It was.
But yeah, so your grandpa joined into the big gay bush fest.
He didn't know what was going on at first because it was so late. I didn't follow up on the questions. Like, did you go into the bushes? No, he was just saying he finally put the two and two together. Oh, this is a hookup park.
Yeah, and he's in it. I'd have had to inquire.
Around, ran into Chuck Connors.
I'd have had to inquire.
The Rifleman?
The Rifleman was gay. Yeah, I just don't like when 90-year-old people talk. I was golfing. That's Chuck Artigue when I used to golf with his buddies, and they always tried to impress me with their sex stories because disgusting old men. You think I'm dead down there, but I'm not. And even when I am, I still have a whole load of... I'm like, all right, hit the goddamn ball. Oh, what the hell is going on?
These guys like to mix it up, talk a little dirty. They're not allowed to do it around the house. I'm like, Jesus, Chuck, your friends are disgusting.
You like to get a little of that... Will you stop doing that? That's a real day. That was a real day on the golf course. I was the youngest. Chuck was the second youngest. Band of horny old weirdos.
Did you get in trouble that day when you went to pick up the guy's ball out of the hole? That's my exercise. Back off.
Yeah, I think that was.
I had that happen to me in that foursome.
Yeah, no, I was with Chuck and his.
Sorry, Admiral.
There were eight of us. Chuck was, I'm telling you, at age 73 or 4, he was the second youngest guy in this group. I was with the oldest. They all looked like a plate of pot stickers had come to life. Every vein, you could see through their skin. They were horrible. And all they talked about was sex. When's the last time you had it? You're all young. I'm like, I don't want to tell
last
you.
Night?
I just met you. Oh, his brag was he did it before golf. I did it right before I left. All right.
Smell my fingers.
And then he'd go up there and just weakly hit a ball 80 yards, perfectly dead straight. We're going to be here all day.
So with those old gomps, how long did it take to go 18 holes?
It was a five-hour round.
Ugh.
They ham and egg it real good. I was a problem because I'd mash it way far, but it would be off in the right. They never miss the fair. They're just 80 yards, 80 yards, 80 yards. Mm. Six shots every time. And they just score fives on every hole because they lie about one. Five, five, five. And then they get a six. And, of course, the next guy goes, I got a nine. God, they're disgusting.
Can't put that down for my handicap.
But, yeah, and the last thing I can think of is one of those dudes. Like my buddy Fred, who's 92. If he turned to me and said, well, one thing I regret is my time with Philip. And be like, oh, yeah? Because all I'm thinking is, he's going to tell me the story now. Philip was a...
Oh, no, no details, Philip.
A huge, peckered young man. And like, I don't need to know any I get it. I understand. No, I gotta get this off my chest. Because now that he's opening up, he's going to want to tell stories about the time he and Philip went to Bali and he'd never tasted anything like it.
Oh. Cuban Revolution.
Pineapple.
Yes, he ate pineapple and mango like mad on the island, and I tasted it for days. Your mother always tasted a little bit like cotton swabs and seaweed.
Put on 20 pounds.
Oh, it's just nonstop guzzling of Philip. Oh, please stop telling me the story. Oh, and then Philip would bend over, and his beautiful buttocks would glisten in the sun. You're 90!
You ever see me licking ice cream cone?
Oh, it's every time I do it, I think of Philip. Every single. It would run down my chin. I'd let it. I wouldn't even wipe it off because it would remind me of our days in Bali. Now that I've opened up to you, I can tell you about all the times that I thought about Philip and anal Angus. Why, when I eat beef jerky... So, yeah, I don't like 90-year-olds that have new sexual announcements to me. That's a story I don't need to hear ever, unless it's not my relative or a close. Like, if I overhear it, it's hilarious.
Right.
If I'm at a Thanksgiving, someone's invited
to
me, I dream of that.
But you've said for years you want people to come out at Thanksgiving.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. If I'm at a Thanksgiving, if Brett Vesely invites me over and says, have Thanksgiving, like, I got nothing to do, I'll gladly come to your Thanksgiving. And at that, I just hear ting, 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 and this old fossil stands up at the end of the table and goes, by the way, I've been puffing Peter since WW2. You never knew it. My biggest regret in life was that I put the dick down. Like, oh, Brett's great grandfather.
No, we're not serving.
Gay.
We're not serving Johnny cakes at my house. All
just
right,
hear
that's
the
not
forks
happening.
Drop.
Brett's great grandpa's telling stories about how he used to blow dudes in the WW2. Everybody, shut up, quit crying, and let him finish. Granddad, it ain't true. Stop dancing, everybody! Stop dancing. I'm not done yet.
I'm
telling a tale. Speaking of tale. Ooh. Oh, it would be rough. It would be a roughie. I mean, Brady's grandpa all but came out to him saying he used to hang out in Greek parks at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
All that takes is one more question, but I don't blame you for not asking, Brady.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd go down that road with grandpa. Now, if I was there, Brady, And we're in the car.
His wife was there, Babu. Oh, I wasn't going to ask him in front of Babu.
Hell yeah. Well, see, you can't because it's family. I, however, as the interloper, had that conversation started around me. I'd be like, so, Papa, what was his name? Great Papa?
Papalchick.
Papalchick. What did you see exactly, and how long did you stay in this park? Oh, you're trying to get me into a corner.
I was there for about 8 hours.
Did Papalchick have the tendency, Brady?
No.
No, you're not sure about that? You might have blocked that out. You don't want your dad to...
I did sit on his lap a lot when I was a little kid.
You don't want your dad to have some sort of life reveal that alters his entire existence now, do you?
Yeah, now, what is he, 86?
It would be hard not to question it.
You would just admit, you just act like it didn't happen.
No, I mean, I wouldn't, but, you know, all of a sudden, okay, now the mind's going.
That's what you wanted. What if it? So yeah. If he came out
because
right now,
it's pretty wild. I mean, I've heard, you know, from friends of his that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or something like that, and you can just see the mind. Is his mind going?
So yeah, but you would think,
you know, the memory definitely is the memory is pretty solid, but there are times he's just slowing up.
Well, of course he's slowing up, but you think that if he came out now at age 90, 87, 88, whatever he is, and you'd be like, well, he's just making that up. That's a defense mechanism. I think I would have the same thing.
I wouldn't discredit it necessarily. It all depends on how it's presented. I think you know, and you're like, okay, this is real.
You think?
To an extent. Yeah. You know, but then some of it, if he starts, just, you know, let him work the story out. It could go all sorts of other directions because you could confuse it with something else. And
so you try to cross-examine it until it just didn't make sense to you, which is smart.
If he came out with something like that.
Remember when Robert, the guy that used to clean the gutters, was here like every Thursday? Yeah, it's because he was cleaning my gutters too. Here's details. And you'd be like, yeah. Anyway, all this is Alzheimer's. I think that's a safe way to handle
it. It'd be a lot different if you said, you know, the times I went to Cuba, it's because I had a lover there. You know,
oh, awesome.
That would change it. They're like, oh, really? All right.
Do you have follow-ups? Do you ask him more?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did mom? Yeah, your first question is, did mom know? Right? Did mom know?
Oh, yeah. And I'm surprised, but I mean, how much Bunny does know
about your dad's gay stuff?
No, not the gay stuff.
No, she doesn't know about that.
That's between me and I.
That's right. Yeah. Do you tell Bunny if Dad comes out on the deathbed or laying around that he had a lover that he regretted ever leaving and his life was a little incomplete and he just needed to get off his chest and then he passes away? Do you tell Bunny?
If he says that, like, you know, like I said, the last phone conversation, he goes, this is between you and I.
If he doesn't say that, he just tells you, and do you tell Bunny afterwards?
I would have to evaluate. I'm saying, like, I'd have to say, if I tell my mom this,
it's gonna crush
her. Benefit,
right.
Yeah, what is the benefit of that?
Right.
Crushing is probably not a good option.
I wouldn't do it. I would never tell her.
Yeah.
I would never tell. If my dad came out as gay, I would be so shocked.
And your mom never knew about it.
None of us ever knew. I'm not. Like, my dad didn't have, like, any... Like, there were words, and that could be, like, the same, but Dan is just, does not lean that way in, like, a 1%. He doesn't care. Like, he's like, hey, whatever, gay's gay, but my dad just has that. No one would ever smoke pot or talk about drugs around my dad because everybody thought he was an undercover cop. Everybody thought my dad was an undercover cop, and there's no gay guy would ever come on to my dad. He just vibes that. Don't waste your time here.
He naturally looks like one.
Like a gay? Yeah, he looks like a normal, like just a retired undercover cop.
Yep.
But the gay thing, I haven't even asked him that once. I mean, the gay guy ever come on to you? And he's like, nope. Like, he just doesn't push
not
that. He doesn't have that vibe. And not to say he's a ladies' man by any stretch, but it's kind of known when he walks in a room that it's like, that guy's not gay. He is not gay. My gay neighbors told me that. He goes, you're not gay. There's nothing about you that's gay. And I'm like, really? And he goes, you walk around on your front yard in socks. I'm like, that's a thing? That's how you know I don't partake? But when I'm 90 and Brady's at my deathbed at age 141, I'll lean to him and I'll go, my biggest regret is that I never got to you little butterball.
Let's do it.
Let's get this out of the way. Let's bust hips, brother.
What was that?
Oh, he's not lucid. He's got this thing.
I'll show you the thing.
Oh.
Brett's been up all night.
Nauseous. Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like 9-year-olds talking about that stuff. I've been there. Fred will occasionally, my buddy Fred, 92, will occasionally get risque, but it's never like detailed. He'll occasionally look when Paula gets up and he goes, you know, it's hard to believe now. But that right there, and she's walking, he goes, that was the nicest ass in Los Angeles about 50 years ago. Like, and then you hear, oh, Fred, he had one of the greatest butts I've ever seen. And then you just giggle, but he never talks about, you know, any gay butts. And the nicest butt in Los Angeles for a woman.
You haven't seen a butt until you've been to Athens. Great.
Oh, my God. Did your grandpa eat a lot of olives, Brady?
No. Papa Chick,
he stayed away from the olives?
He loved the beef eater.
Yeah, he liked that. But he stayed away from olives because it reminded him of that night in the park where everything just smelled like olives.
That. How about some baklava? Yeah. Get away.
No, get away from me, goddammit. Nobody's going to bang me in the ass. What? It's a dessert.
Maybe juniper berries remind him of something.
Yeah. Every time a column on a house gets... Ah! Hate those goddamn columns.
Papa Chick, what can I get you to drink? Beef eater and water and heavy on the beef.
Put a hot dog in it. Grease. And also, we're having, you know, all the videos that come out now of mask fights. This is my new favorite one. This is a mask fight that happened in New Jersey where an old lady is standing in a thing and she's got a mask on and a young lady also with a mask on is telling her she's wearing her mask wrong. And
the other way around.
Oh, it is? Oh, the old lady tells the young lady, your mask is down because her mouth and her nose aren't properly covered. So there's a young woman walks by the old lady with a cane and she says, hey, your mask, pull it up. And the young lady comes back.
She's got a face shield, the old lady.
Yeah, she's got it all. And she stands next to her and starts to poke her with
back,
a cane.
Back.
And then the lady who is accused of having her mask on wrong throws this old bitch on the ground. Oh, my God.
Oh. And then pushes her hair back.
And then leaves the CVS.
She didn't leave. Now watch, she'll come back in. This is Staples, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she got to get her school supplies.
So the old lady's still down. We're at like a 20-second mark and no one has helped the old
woman. Not one. And then look, here's the manager on his little walkie-talkie.
Please.
She's got her
talking into his shirt.
Oh, she's back.
Yep.
So then the young lady comes back.
Look, the guy just steps out of the way.
And the old woman
on my walkie-talkie again.
She's furious. She's pointing the cane and shaking it at the lady. She's still on the ground.
That might be a lady on the walkie-talkie.
Did anything ever come of that part? I didn't watch the very end.
It doesn't say anything.
So that's our new mask fight. Now you're risking
dragging down an old lady.
An angry Karen telling you your mask is on wrong. You're wearing it. You're trying to comply. And you could get punched out for wearing the mask incorrectly.
But I see people doing that all the time, too, and it's just their way of getting you to shut up when they wear it around lower than their nose. The nose is the biggest part of the problem.
I stopped by McDonald's to grab some food for us yesterday morning, and everybody in the McDonald's had the mask down around their chin like they were all Amish, like they were just – like it was a beard net. Yeah. Mouth and nose all
that's not
out.
Compliance
like, well, at the counter or where?
Well, I was in the drive-thru, but I was looking in the window. Yeah. So the person who did my money and then the guy in the back doing the drinks and then some lady walking around in the kitchen area, all of them had their masks down below their mouths. And I'm like, well, there's
not
no
compliance.
Point. But I didn't say anything because it was 4:45 in the morning. Their fountain soda thing was broken. None of them were happy to be there. And they were in charge of my food, so...
You expect anything less from my overnight ghouls? I
mean, that's
come
a good
on.
Point.
I
mean, they are overnight employees. You're right. That's true. I do, actually, but I'm not going to be the one who goes, you should pull your masks up because then you just hear, and you're getting a little extra on the old sausage McMoof. It's just gross. People are gross, but I'm not fighting anybody over mask. I've seen it. Like, I've been in stores where a guy's standing there and his mask is wrong, and I just avoid them. It's so easy to avoid. Don't say anything unless they're right next to you. Hey, could you pull your mask up? But even here in the building, like yesterday in my office, Fitz was here for a little bit. I was talking to Jeremy, and I'm sitting in there, and everybody's got their masks on.
Yeah.
And none of us said anything. And I didn't have mine on, and I was sitting
in
the chair.
And I do that, too, when I notice I'm, like, looking around in here. And I guess I should put it on here.
If everybody does it, I did. And I looked. I'm like, everybody's wearing one but me, so I put it on. And everybody's like, you're good. And I'm like, why am I good? What's the difference?
Right. Yeah.
It, just because it's my room. It's weird. It was kind of a strange.
Well, technically, according to the email we got, you're in your workspace.
You're in your workspace.
So you're good. Everybody else has to mask up.
I didn't like it. But just to make everybody else feel like I was playing along. But I walk around, and if it gets below my nose, I get a weird freaky feeling, like, oh, I'm making people mad. Because
yep.
I don't want to get punched in the face by some lady who's having a rough day.
Drugged down by your cane.
Right. Or somebody who kicks me in the knees. By the way, Brady, I'm going to send you this video. I'm debating whether or not to give it to Toledo to put it on. So I've been trying to – I videotape myself doing something because I think, am I good at this or not? Because one of my parts of – like when I like to do a workout is to jump rope. And there's a portion
of it. You sent us one in your pink undies.
I sent it to you guys, but I did it again last night.
Oh.
I am so awkward and bad at this that I can't fix the form. Did I send you guys the pink underwear?
Yeah, yes.
That wasn't because of the jumping rope. That was just because of the underwear.
So is there a different one?
I've sent that out a lot. Well, I'm not going to send it to you. I don't want it there. But I'm trying to like.
I've already posted it.
Well, that's fine. You can put it on your Instagram and your TikTok because that's what I want. I like the teen girls to see me in my pink panties. But it is such a – like if you ever
video – Yeah, is this one different?
That's the same one I sent. I got other ones. I'm not sending you a new one. I got other ones. But I've been videotaping myself jumping rope because – and it's going to take me off working out. I thought I looked so much cooler.
No, I'm with you. You don't.
Especially high knees. When you do –
And I'm not saying I'm better.
I'm not saying you could be. Not doing it is better. I think I'm off jumping rope because it makes me look so ridiculous.
I think it's the beginning when you first start doing
the high knees.
Yeah, the high knees.
It's embarrassing.
That's the first part.
So I've done something terrible where I'm like, I feel like I'm getting in great shape. And then I videotaped myself and it's like, if this was a zoo animal, you'd put it down. There's something wrong with it. I forgot I'd sent you guys my underwear thing.
Do you want to come out?
I don't want to show that to anybody. You can edit it down just to, no, I don't know. No. That was just an underwear joke.
My thing is, John, is you should have never done that.
Videotape myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I didn't
why?
Think. Why? Well, why is because I'm like, I want to see if I can adjust my form. Because I'm like, there's something I can do.
It wasn't because you're like, man, I'm badass doing this.
No, there's nothing about it. I feel so awkward jumping rope. And I'm watching a guy named Cornelius Carr on the videos jumping rope. And Cornelius is like, it's easy and he looks cool. And I'm like, do I look that cool? So I wanted to videotape myself thinking, where am I missing? Like, because he's doing little like kickouts and stuff and I'm trying them. I look like an idiot. And so I'm never going to jump rope again. And it's one of the best exercises in the world. And I can't do it because I just feel foolish now.
Ah, you didn't get enough of the TV to see Cornelius.
Yeah, Cornelius. He's a professional boxer. So he's jumping rope. He looks amazing.
So if you looked like Cornelius jumping on the video, then what would you do with the video?
I'd have been happy with myself.
Would you have been sending it around?
Oh, I videotape myself doing stuff like with boxing. They did that. They do that with me up at Tactical Black. And they'll videotape and go, here's where your mistakes are. Because it's just a form thing. You hurt your arms and you just want to make sure you're twisting and doing that.
Yeah, I understand it's going over technique and stuff.
The jump rope thing, I'm like, am I doing what he's doing? Because it feels like I'm doing it, but I don't think I am. And then the videotape is just awful. So I think I'm going to quit. I think instead of trying to improve, I'm just going to quit. And you know, I'm not doing that anymore. It's like when you, Brady, for you to equate it, it would be like you watched Rachel Ray and she made something and you made something. It doesn't look the same in the end.
Right.
Yeah. You just go back to the recipe.
Taste is there. Looks nothing like what she created.
Is this Cornelius Carr jumping rope? I don't know if that's him. That guy looks a little thick. Oh, this is Skip. And he goes, grab your skip rope. Grab your skip rope. Because Cornelius sounds just like my old trainer Ray. And you get the rope. And I thought I'd look. Never, ever, ever tape yourself jumping rope. It's the same as thinking that it's sex. Every time you've made a home video of yourself having sex, you're like, what in the world am I doing to that girl? The first home video I ever made of sex was 1994.
What?
And the angle was...
With the giant VCR camera?
Yeah.
Man.
And the angle was... Because I was going to do game film. I'm like, I'm filming this. We're doing some game film. I bet I look pretty great. I think I'm doing this right. And the angle was... Missionary position from the feet. The shot was from the feet.
Oh.
So my ass just looked like an extracted...
So you're giving us the goat?
No. Well, sort of. But my ass looked like an extracted tooth.
Oh.
And my leg... Because you didn't see an upper body. It was just this butt. this white ass jumping up and down. And I'm like, I'll never do this.
Is that the first time you called Cornelius after that, too? Listen, yeah, look, I just feel myself.
Well, because he was on TV going, all right, you got to push harder with the upper body strength. You should have been doing them back sit-ups. Oh, it's brutal. Never tape yourself doing something physical after age 35. Ever.
Never.
Because jumping rope, I swear to God, you showed that video to people,
definitely
me jumping rope.
What's in your mind? You think you're pretty smooth, and then what it looks like.
Brady, I want to go to a doctor and get diagnosed with mental retardation after looking at that. There's something wrong with the guy in that video. That is not a normal human being's movement. And look how smooth Cornelius is. You're watching a video of Cornelius. And I can do all this, but he looks like it's happening naturally. I look like Earth is shaking while I do it. I look like I'm moving stuff. And here I am. I was encouraging my big fat friend
Don't
Mark Stebbings.
Don't give up, John.
And I told my big fat friend Mark Stebbings the other day. I said, "Hey, big fat friend Mark Stebbings, you should try skipping rope."
Did you send him the video of you in the pink shorts?
Yeah, I did, but that was because of my underwear,
sold it, right?
Yeah, but then I watched the video because I've been sending that video of my underwear to people, thinking it's no. But I looked at it. I'm like, my God, I've got scoliosis. I'm retarded. I never videotape yourself doing anything physical. But
and
I told
now it's out there.
I told my big fat friend Mark Stebbings. I said, Mark Stebbings, big fat friend. I said, you should jump rope. It's good for you. I said, in fact, if you want to come over, you can use. I'll help you out with it. Thinking that I was pretty good at it, and I said, I'll just take everything breakable off the shelves in the house while you jump rope, since you're a hippo now. And he's like laughing about it. But now I don't want him to watch the video of my tutorial because he'll break his spine. I look embarrassing. You got to get this Cornelius car. All right, grab your skipping rope.
So
do six burpee jumps.
I need to get the Cornelius car videos because Alex wants to box now.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
I told
stuff.
Him he has to figure out something to be active.
Yeah, because it's getting a little thick.
Oh, yeah. Being jello is not going to be good for you.
You're just crushing this boy.
Jeez.
You're I tell him all the time. I was like, look at your dad. You don't want to be like me.
That's right.
He's going to lose the Jane Mansfield physique. Right? Oh,
well, God. That's what I told.
Well, what if he keeps the dreads there?
He might have to learn how to fight.
The blonde.
That's the one thing maybe you tell him, Richard. Dad, you got daddy's hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, don't film him.
He's seen my mullet pictures, and I'm like, you don't want this. No. What are you doing?
It's not a mullet, Dad. It's long all over.
You ever been to a gym when they're like, we're going to take before and after pictures?
Yes.
But the after's like months from now?
Yep.
And they just show you the befores, and it just makes you never want to be in the presence of those people again. Yeah. Never, ever, ever, ever videotape yourself jumping rope. I thought it was a funny video because of the pink underwear, and then I watched it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I should go to a doctor. There's no doubt that that boy is retarded. So embarrassing. Horrifying, in fact. And I thought I was like skipping, like, you know, like when you see people jumping rope and boxing videos, like, those guys are great. Nope. Not even close.
John, I'm just throwing it out there, but maybe it's your long balls that are messing up your jump rope.
I can jump the rope. Like, I'm not missing.
With your balls?
Yeah. Well, the balls are probably someday going to come into play. That's why I wear the tight underpants. They keep the balls from flopping around, hitting in the eyes and stuff.
You ever find yourself not quite tight enough and you're poking out?
No. Coming out of those shorts?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I didn't know how long they were.
They would have to have, BF Goodrich tread to get down my leg in those shorts. I'd have to have mud terrain. Speaking of mud terrain, Brady, in the 40s, there's something I need to tell you about, eh? Yeah, so never, ever, ever, ever videotape yourself thinking that you look okay, because I do not. And I'm never jumping rope again. Ever. Ever.
You're hanging it up.
I'm done with it. I'm retiring from the jump rope. And even after I told my gigantic, huge, fat friend Mark Stebbings that that's what he should do, and I have to take that back. Terrible, terrible. I told Mark a joke yesterday. I said, he didn't like it, but I said, knock, knock. And he's like, who's there? And I'm like, 38. And he goes, 38 who? And I said, 38, whoo, these pants are tight. I should try 40s.
Oh.
He goes, that's it. Tomorrow it starts. I'm like, that's all right. You just get a second. You get a stick with a towel on it. You can start wiping your ass with it.
With a beer in his hand. That's it. Tomorrow it starts.
That's it. Once this bag of pork rinds is done, I'm out of here. Signed, big fed friend Mark. Anyway, it's what we do to each other. We ridicule each other's worst things. Oh, there's today's picture of Hildy. God damn it. I'll never.
Pretty solid.
Side boob.
And that's the other reason. Like, I made a video of it. What if, on the off chance that video gets loose and Hildy sees it and then starts like a foundation for me and I have to play pretend I'm retarded forever just to know Hildy? It would be worth it. Oh.
Zowie.
Stop bringing her up. Anyway, let's go to the big board of musical treats brought to you by our friends at ELOteam.com. Go there right now, and they've got themselves a special for going back to school. You can check it out on their website, helping out the community, doing things. ELOteam.com. What do you got, Brett?
I'm still looking at Hildy here. Sorry.
How could you not? Toledo, this is your fault.
I know. I'm sorry.
Put her away.
All right. We got Ozzy Miracle Man, Mastodon Curl of the Burl.
Anyone Megadeth? For jumping rope?
No.
They don't have a lot of jump rope songs. He's retarded. Is that a song? That boy's retarded.
We got SOD, or System of a Down, Violent Pornography.
That's a good one.
Ghost Square Hammer.
Kind of you jumping rope.
That is violent porn. And plus, it's what, if you know what your kids in seventh grade should see in a Zoom video before they ever see me jumping rope? Pornography. They should see a well-hung man being performed on in seventh grade long before you ever see me jumping rope. It's disturbing. Let's do Violent Pornography. We'll go to that one. Ooh, although Ghost is on there.
Yeah, Ghost Square Hammer.
Nah, we'll go with Violent Pornography. That's a good one. System of a Down's Violent Pornography. And will it happen again today, now that the news is out that school Zoom meetings have been infiltrated by the porn? Will it happen a second time?
It has to. It's got to. It's just like in the murder scenes. It's copycats. There's going to be some kids out there swinging.
They have to, and they're smarter than the teachers. And the teachers have too much. Like you said, Rich, the teachers have too much on their plate trying to keep everybody muted and quiet to pay attention to the one kid who threw a phony email at him. It's brutal. Little bastards. And is there any news on when they're going to go back in a classroom? No, it's never going
to
happen.
Well, Ducey's supposed to have a press conference today.
Yeah, good
with,
luck.
Has he said anything in what? This will be four in a row where he doesn't really say anything.
How can you send him back?
I think he canceled today is because he was at the White House yesterday.
He was talking to Trump yesterday.
Got a pat on the back.
Yeah, he got a nice pat on the back.
I think you're doing a great job. You're an amazing man. Let's get everybody back in class.
But the 17th is the goal, so it's 11 days away. And there's no way. Those little COVID balls are going to go back in there. Forget it. And all this time that you haven't been paying attention to him sitting around the house, all they've been doing evidently is looking at porn and figuring out how to transfer it onto a Zoom meeting.
I should have known. I mean, what was it, 6 months ago, Alex searching up boobs on Pinterest?
On Pinterest?
Anywhere you have a search bar, that gets put in
boobs. What's on there, bro.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, you actually would. I did search Pinterest boobs.
Did you show him?
There's boobs on Pinterest?
Yeah.
There are. Oh, you did show us that.
Yeah.
You're going on there?
Yeah, I'm going to check
it out. Hop on, Brett. Brett will see some Pinterest boobs. Is it things to do with boobs? I thought Pinterest was more of like a home goods thing.
He's very basic in his searches, John. It just said boobs.
Right. And then Pinterest will show you boobs and like arts and crafts. Yeah, you can have like knitting needle boobs.
Oh, man.
Clay.
Macrame boobs. What do you got? You went right away. Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of boobs on Pinterest. And it's, what are we selling here?
I don't know, but I'm buying.
I don't know if you're selling anything.
You might get a Pinterest account. I had no idea.
I don't know, but I'm buying.
Show your son Hildy.
Oh, yeah.
And just let him have that. It's not pornographic, but it's the prettiest thing he's ever seen. And
I should log into his Instagram account. He was following some
Oh, man, look at this one.
World star hip-hop related accounts that were big asses.
No, he likes big asses.
I don't know if he likes them, but he was following them.
I'm telling you, he thinks he's turning into a white woman from that Blacked.com video he watched, and he's bleached his hair. He's getting a fat ass.
Sorry, Jim, don't email me. It's just a reality. I've got a 14-year-old son.
Who is enamored with
these? He's discovering himself.
The thick blonde ladies.
Yes.
I like it.
Station identification.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number MD100231, NMLS number 186377. LifeChanger Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.